University of Utah professor Daniel McCool's latest book surveys the history and current state of river development across the country, with an emphasis on the role of U.S. water development agencies and the special interests that have influenced them. McCool adds to the growing collection of nonfiction writings about water resource issues with a very readable, well-researched book that brings the reader up to date on the condition of America's rivers. The scope of this survey is vast, from the Colorado River to the Columbia River Gorge to the Mississippi Delta to the Penobscot in Maine. McCool illustrates how taxpayer-funded projects by the U.S. Corps of Engineers and the Bureau of Reclamation to control the nation's rivers started out as grand plans for domestic water use, agriculture, flood control, hydropower, and navigation, but often left unintended consequences, including degradation of water quality, loss of fisheries, damaged ecosystems, and huge costs to taxpayers. He doesn't dismiss the benefits America has received from river management, such as the many jobs created by the building of dams and levees, and the benefits to farmers and the country's food supply from large irrigation systems. But he argues that many river management projects should now be scrutinized, since some are no longer viable, government budgets to maintain them are shrinking, and the environmental costs are too high. He leads us to consider what could have been done differently, or what can be done now and in the future for better outcomes. Despite the litany of documented problems, McCool is optimistic about various recent grassroots efforts to restore rivers to a more natural state, hence the subtitle, The Fall and Rise of America's Rivers. He discusses locally supported river restoration programs, which improve water quality, aesthetics, and recreation, restore fish habitat, increase property values, and attract clean businesses. McCool's main point is that, as anthropologist Margaret Mead famously said, never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has. McCool envisions networks of citizens, a river republic, that can organize to restore America's rivers, at least partway, toward their original health and magnificence. It's hard to share McCool's optimism considering the current political climate. Restoring rivers is an expensive and tedious undertaking, requiring political will and cooperation among disparate parts of society, but he thinks America's ready. I recommend River Republic for college students and all readers interested in water resource management and conservation. River Republic is available from the Park City Library. This is Amy Mills of Friends of the Park City Library.